What effect did the events of 9/11 have on free speech? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Catherine Gelber, professor of politics and public policy at the University of Queensland, discusses shifts in language after the terrorist attack.
The relationship between counterterrorism policy in liberal democratic countries and freedom of speech has never been more prominent than it is today. Following the Charlie Hebdo events in Paris and the Copenhagen shooting in early 2015, Western governments reconfirmed publicly their commitment to free speech. But in reality, these same governments demonstrate a hostility to free speech through their counterterrorism policies. Examining the United States, the United Kingdom, and Australia, my research shows a significant shift in parameters of free speech in the counterterrorism context. In all three countries since the 2001 attacks, political leaders posited that the terrorist threat required them to push the limits of the law in response to it, with security needing to be ensured first in order for liberty to be assured later. As a result, they created broad laws that criminalize speech that may have only a tangential relationship with terrorism or no connection at all. For example, in Australia, publications can be banned if they risk encouraging someone to commit a terrorist act. And in the US, the material support provision criminalizes giving advice to organizations designated as terrorists, even if that advice encourages them to pursue their political goals peacefully. Other policies limit communicative freedoms in connection with counterterrorism investigations, like gag orders for people on preventative detention in Australia or attached to national security letters in the US. At the same time, governments have moved to shut down the public's right to know about counterterrorism measures like mass surveillance and data retention. Together, these changes have radically rewritten the ways in which free speech is understood and practiced in democratic countries.
That was Catherine Gelber of the University of Queensland. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.
In a week like any week, Monday lying down, half asleep.